You feel it. You feel that ever-present darkness, that passive potential for pleasure, weaving its way around you, binding your body, releasing your mind to think in deepest fantasy about each and everything you could do to yourself, or could have done to you by long, prehensile, well-lubricated, aphrodisiac-covered tentacles, tendrils, winding around you, binding around you, keeping you locked in place for your own pleasure, and so you can pulse and twitch and thrust your mind into deepest, deepest arousal, into the true, lost, desperate places of needy, climactic, release, explosion, exponentially increasing your pleasure by binding you in one place and making you confront what you already wanted to, that you are desperately horny to be coated in dark latex rubber tentacles, fucked deep, fucked down, held still, hypnotically triggered, retrained, your mind already containing the memory, the fantasy, the seed of what will follow, of what has begun to creep over you. You want to indulge in every type of pleasure, every bit of aphrodisiac-coated, mindlessly evoked, masturbatory pleasure, and it is like masturbation in that it follows the same pattern you would, seeking to give yourself the maximum amount of pleasure possible. What's possible has merely expanded. And when you show vulnerability, an openness to pleasure, to these tendrils, to this programming, to this twitching, slow restriction of your limbs, this binding, intruding, but pleasurable and welcome, consenting, constant pleasure assailing of your body, when you consent and welcome these things, you are actually just training yourself to feel them more, opening yourself to the possibility of feeling them more. So when you open your mouth and you allow the slick surface like a gag or a dildo to slide into your mouth, slip over your tongue, spread its aphrodisiac cargo into your body with more heat, more arousal. Every turned on thing your body can do is happening. Happening to you in this moment as you're bound, as you're tormented, as you're pleasured, as you're wonderfully brought to the very brink of what a person can feel through entrainment and memory and the aching construction and deliberate assistance given to the part of your body that masturbates with the mind, the part of you that twitches with orgasmic, hypnotic, anchored, triggered, constant thrusting response. And your lips wrap around a tendril. Other things are happening all over your body, and you're bound as well. But with your mouth open, you can even bob your head in the air a little. Feel your lips wrapping around that slick intruder, that pleasurable filling of your mouth, sucking, slurping. Show and demonstrate your own acceptance of your aroused desire. Show and demonstrate your own continuous, ever-rising, ever-increasing pleasure, 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 body and mind. Every bit of you wrapped up in your own ever-increasing desperation, depravity, desire. You want your mouth to be full, to show to the tendrils, to yourself, to your memory, to your training, to your conditioning, the parts you remember and the parts that are too deep-rooted, that you're willing to suck, willing to open your mouth and let yourself absorb as much of that arousal, as much of that pleasure as is possible. Your body absorbing it too, heat through the skin, turned on beyond reason, beyond sense, beyond normalcy, to a level that you could only truly trust yourself to be at when you're in this kind of safe, relaxed place where you can let go, be bound, be pleasured, be truly brought to the brink. And once you're at the brink, there is no reason not to just tumble over it, sucking your thoughts away, licking and running your tongue over that tendril, letting your mouth be filled and then flooded with the aphrodisiac, swallowing, nourishing you, heating you up, getting it into your belly, into your veins, into your brain. You want all of you as hot and turned on as it is possible to be. You want every inch of your body, every inch of your skin, every bit of your mind to be devoted to the kind of intense pleasure that comes from those tendrils wrapping around you, teasing you deep, deep training you down. That dark latex obsession, that fetish, that seed of fetish, and those tentacles that tease and bind, awakening your bondage desires, keeping you held in one place. So even when you're coming, even when you're twitching, you're held in one place and you just have to deal with the pleasure, not being able to ignore it or displace it into twitches of your limbs, bound in place, your mouth filled, so even vocalizations are no escape. Only pleasure, only trapped and sucking and drinking your own pleasure down to make it all better and better.